Ukraine first. As you've been hearing on the bulletin, after talks in Florida, US President Donald Trump said that he and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky were maybe very close to ending the war. However, President Zelensky said this morning that US security guarantees against Russian aggression were not enough. For the latest on this, we're joined now by France 24 correspondent Emmanuel Chaise, who's in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. Emmanuel, what has President Zelensky been saying following these weekend talks?
Well, following those talks, Volodymyr Zelensky said that all the points of the proposal, the peace proposal, had been discussed with Donald Trump. But what Ukrainians are not seeing this morning is any answer, any more concrete steps being taken towards peace. It was especially the case in Ukrainian media this morning with the Ukrainska Pravda saying that both Zelensky and Trump failed to resolve the Donbas territorial issue, and the Kyiv Independent saying that the meeting ended without an agreement on how peace in Ukraine should look.
So there are sticking points in those two big concerns. One, as you mentioned, is what to do with Donbass, and the other is the duration of security guarantees.
Absolutely. Volodymyr Zelensky came to Mar-a-Lago. He wanted Donald Trump to agree to a longer time during which the U.S. security guarantees would be in place for Ukraine. And today we don't know more about those security guarantees concretely. And also he said that he had asked the American president for extra time, at least 30, 40 or 50 years, he said. But also Donald Trump just said he would think about it. So that's is something that is missing from the Ukrainian point of view. Volodymyr Zelensky also said that that the presence of international troops in Ukraine would consist in a very strong security guarantee. But again, we do not know what form and what timeline this would take.
So these have been talks between the US and Ukraine. But what more do we know about the role of the EU in all of this?
Well, we know that just prior to meeting President Trump, Volodymyr Zelensky also had a talk with European allies while he was visiting Canada and having a meeting with Mark Carney, the Prime Minister. And we know that in January there will be another meeting of the Coalition of the Willing. This should take place in Paris, and undoubtedly there will be talks about what has been discussed with Donald Trump. But so far, it's pretty much the same as before. Before this meeting, Volodymyr Zelensky had said that Ukraine was now satisfied with 90% of the plan, but there are still some points that are very problematic. This is the territorial issue with the territories of Donbass, the status of the nuclear power plant of Zaporizhia. Those are questions that need answers from the Ukrainian perspective, as well as that of security guarantees.
So some way to go yet. France 24 correspondent Emmanuel Chaise, thank you so much.